We have in the studio with us former Olympian figure skater Sherry Ball is with us. Sherry, thanks for joining us, and thanks for the work you do so that we can spotlight you as one of our coaches.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Let's just get right into, now you were involved competitively for quite some time in figure skating, but how did the transition come to get into coaching?
I started here, my amateur career, I guess, in figure skating, just when I was just a little kiddo. As we started progressing into competitive skating, both my sister and I moved to Montreal because there was lots of ice time and we could go to a special sports school where we went to school for, you know, a few hours a day and then trained 7 hours a day every day. And unfortunately, at that time, there really wasn't any type of programming like that around in our area. So after moving and then from there, you know, being on the national team, going to the Olympics, you know, various international competitions, and the world championships. So when I finished my amateur career, it just seemed like a natural progression to start coaching.
Is it a sense of giving back to the sport you love?
Goodness. Yes. I feel like now, especially, maybe because I'm more mature, not older, I really feel like I reflect often back on my, you know, competitive career. Being born in St. Thomas and growing up there in my early years here, I've always had this sort of passion for how can we create programs or instruction on the same level that I received once I left St. Thomas, because I'm really passionate about keeping families together and having kids be able to stay in their hometown to be able to develop in the same way that you would in Toronto or Montreal or wherever those big centers are. So I think when we talk about giving back, I really want to see skaters stay in the sport. And I started noticing that our numbers were starting to dwindle in the sport or in our rural communities. Yep. And so that really, you know, is a passionate place for me to like come back and like, what can I do? Knowing the whole journey, you know, doing it myself and then having my own kids that live here in our rural community. I mean, they're not in figure skating, but it's the same. You see those same pieces about young people moving to be able to, you know, accomplish their dreams. And there's just a soft spot I have to figure out how can we change that.
Is that what you try to bring to coaching? Is your personal experience and maybe the pitfalls to avoid and what you've being able to generate and garner from your career?
For sure. I think one of the biggest things, I love to create an environment where we're going to empower skaters, where we're going to give them the confidence and the feeling of like you can do it. Because I think there's a big piece of that mental well-being that sometimes we forget about. It's just as important as sometimes the talent, the physical talent. I think we have great coaches in our area, but unless you've experienced that fast-paced, what it's like to be very criticized, because unfortunately that's kind of the name of the game. And when you're trying to succeed, you're always trying to improve because there's always someone better. But I feel like we can do that in a way where skaters leave the ice feeling really good.
For people that maybe have had some figure skating and maybe have competed but are now maybe looking at the stage you were at, what would you suggest to them for coaching, to give back, for them to give back?
You know, it's so important to have lived experience. I think it brings a motivation to the skaters you're also coaching. You know, for me, it's really important to talk to kids, to talk to families early on, which is sort of our whole goal with that development program, is that we're talking to them when they're really little and saying, what do you want? Do you want to just learn how to skate and have fun, do synchro? That's awesome. We can help you get there. Or do you want, is your dream a higher level? And if so, let's pull you over here and help you get there. Because sometimes the way to get there is tricky. And people don't always know that. Coaches starting out might not always know those paths to how you get there. So I think that's the piece that we really want to bring to the table in doing it ourselves, is that, you know, let's celebrate all those achievements, but let's make sure we're not missing. If someone really has a dream to be able to, you know, go to the Olympics, compete nationally, we want to help them get there.